Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Everest Canto Cylinder Limited earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Ayesha Shah from CDR India. Please go ahead.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us on Everest Canto Cylinder Q2 and H1 FY23 earnings conference call. We have with us today Mr. Puneet Khurana, Managing Director, and Mr. Sanjeev Kapoor, Chief Financial Officer of the company. We'll initiate the call with the opening remarks from the management, following which we will have the forum open for the question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to state that some statement made today in today's call may be forward-looking in nature, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the results presentation shared with you earlier. I will now request Mr. Puneet Khurana to make his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us our earnings conference call. I will initiate the call by taking you through the operational and financial performance, after which we will open the forum to have a Q&A session. Our performance during the quarter remained soft on account of the low demand witnessed in key commercial vehicle CNG cylinder segment. Weak CNG cylinder seen in the month of June continued through the second quarter, impacting our revenue. Lower revenue, along with significant drop in contribution from higher margin CV CNG segment business, further impacted overall profitability during the quarter. Our consolidated basis revenue came in at 339.7 crores in Q2 FY23. EBITDA stood at 35.9 crores with a margin at 10.6%. PAT stood at 18.5 crores. On a standalone basis, revenue from operations stood at 195.7 crores in Q2 FY23. EBITDA stood at 24.4 crores with margins at 12.4%. PAT stood at 15.3 crores. On consolidated basis, the CNG segment witnessed a drop of 46% on QoQ basis. In our industrial segment, we have reported a growth of 29% on QoQ basis, which aided our overall performance during the quarter. Further, due to increase in sales of jumbo cylinders, our U.S. subsidiary reported healthy growth during the quarter. On operational fronts, our second phase of brownfield expansion is now operational, increasing our total capacity by 1 lakh cylinders to about 1.1 million cylinders per annum. In current demand environment, we are going slow on our greenfield expansion at Mundra. As we witness some positive leads for our customers, we will accelerate the investment and commission the initial phase of 2 lakh cylinders in FY24 itself. To conclude, as we have discussed over the years, the government has focused on its vision to increase the usage of gas in the energy mix of India. On the back of the government policy, many private and public sector companies have made huge investments towards hard assets on the ground. Moreover, we have recently seen most leading motor makers launching a wide range of CNG-powered vehicles in both PV and CV segments. We believe that the current difficult phase in CNG is transient in nature, and we hope to see the price gap between eco-friendly CNG and other polluting fuels widen sometime in the future. This brings the end of consumers of CNG vehicles back into the market. Hence, even as the demand environment for CNG cylinders is anticipated to remain soft in the near term, we expect the demand to improve over the long term. In the interim, we have consolidated our leadership position in seamless cylinder industry through our strong balance sheet and well prepared for the opportunity in the future. This brings me to the end of my opening remarks, and I would now request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask question, please press star 1 now. We have a first question from the line of Dipen Shankar with Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thanks a lot for the opportunity. So firstly, wanted to understand this fall in volumes for us in this commercial vehicle CNG cylinder. So this is mainly due to debottlenecking by OEMs, or we expect some volume improvement in the coming quarter from these commercial vehicle cylinders?
Definitely we expect some improvement in the situation. But I didn't understand the debottling. What do you mean by that?
So they already have some inventory at OEM end, and they don't want to take more volume from us.
Yes, of course. There definitely must be an inventory pile-up at their end, due to the situation suddenly coming up, of these prices increase and the demand shift.
Okay.
So once they liquidate, definitely there will be an opportunity again to, for them to start making these vehicles.
Okay. So when we talk about this intermediate commercial vehicle category, so what kind of tonnage vehicle we supply cylinders to?
From 1 ton to 5 ton, 9 ton, 12 ton, 15 ton, up to I think 40 tons. All the vehicle categories are there in this.
Okay. So how will be the cylinder capacity per vehicle? So it will be more tonnage and more will be the cylinder capacity for the vehicle?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you're consuming more of CNG because the vehicle goes higher. Like an Ace probably will not have such a large capacity because, it's a one-tonner. But a 15 or a 16-tonner will definitely have much more cylinder capacity and more cylinders.
Okay. So our profitability per ton kind of cylinder, so that will be more as the capacity increases?
Yes.
Okay. So in the larger ton capacity, so we are seeing higher decline. So that's the reason for our profitability coming down, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so how is the industry for these ICV vehicles? So that fall in volumes decline and our volumes decline is in similar lines, or we have fallen more than these intermediate vehicles?
So the customer has decided to go for the diesel vehicle.
Okay.
No, instead of the CNG, which was the preferred fuel maybe 6-8 months back. Because of the existing crisis that the world is going through in Russia, because the gas prices have gone, have increased substantially. So that is the reason the customer choices to, choosing diesel, to go in for as a better option today than CNG.
Okay. I understood that, sir. But so are we falling in line with industry volume decline, or we are more than that? That's what we wanted to understand.
No, I think we're falling in line, right? Yes.
Okay. And lastly, from my side, how are we linked, our price margins linked to steel cycle? So we have seen when the steel cycle was on the peak, so we are making 25% plus kind of margin. And now the cycle has turned downward, so we are facing some kind of margin pressure.
When you are supplying to most of the OEMs, it is more the price is linked. The customers always updating the steel prices. So there is not really an advantage that we can keep much advantage when it comes to steel prices. So we are always updating the prices to the OEMs. So there is not much there. Yeah, and since we have sold less to the OEMs, so the result is margins have shrunk.
Okay, so generally, what is the time lag between we take up the price or give up the price for OEMs?
I think maybe every quarter it has to be revised. Depending again, you know, if the situation doesn't change, if the steel prices don't change and the process cost doesn't change and the dollar doesn't change, then, you know, we don't really need to visit the OEM again.
Okay. Sure, sir. Thanks a lot. I'll come back.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. Participants who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Anurag Patil with Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, our margins have fallen from almost 20% to 10% in the last two quarters. So,
right.
What is the reason for such a sharp decline? Can you just speak?
So, it's mainly, you know, the CNG business that has declined substantially in from our portfolio. So, you can see the top line is also affected. You know, and of course, the costs impact is larger because your volumes have reduced. So, volumes have reduced. Your products which was fetching you a better margin has reduced, so you know this has impacted.
Okay, so compared to industrial, our CNG business has a much better margin, so that is the reason
for margin decline. Yes.
Okay. So, sir, when do you see this recovery happening? Next quarter or somewhere towards the end of this quarter? Any idea you can give?
Very difficult to give a timeline on this, you know, when this will happen, because this is like a global scenario that is happening. So, you know, it's very difficult to say that, you know, when the things will, gas prices will, you know, finally come, everything will normalize, you know, that is a very difficult to give you a specific timeline. But what I can tell you is that, you know, there is a bunch of customers who prefer the CNG vehicles and they will continue to buy the, there will be a continuity on buying CNG vehicles. Only thing that the volumes will have come down. So, but there is an industry that has been created, infrastructure that has been created, and definitely that will continue to roll out vehicles of CNG. Only thing, the volumes that were there in the last year will only come back when there is a substantial advantage to the customer. But there will be some, there will be movement. Movement will continue. So there will be, you know, we will have definitely sales every month towards CNG. It is not going to completely disappear, and it will, from here on, it will probably increase a bit. But that volumes that we were seeing can only happen when, you know, when the situation in the gas prices internationally cool down.
Okay, so based on the current situation, means Q3, shall we continue to see the decline in the revenues and volumes?
Yeah, it might be similar. Yes.
Okay. That's it for my answer. Thank you very much.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone now. We have next question from the line of Sandeep Dixit with Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hi. So my question is, given that a large part of the problems, the headwind that you faced is macro in nature,
right,
is there something that the company or the management can do to sort of at least dampen the impact? I mean, we understand that we all live in this.
So, you know, see, obviously what we are doing is we are focusing more on the industrial aspect, pushing the industrial business, you know, further so that we can continue to grow that, you know, finding wherever CNG segment, any movement happens, we try to, you know, push the product. We're also very closely working with the OEM so that, you know, any opportunity comes up where you know, they can, you know, make some vehicles, we are taking that opportunity. So there's a lot of work happening across to see that, you know, we push the product. We understand that this is happening, and so we are, you know, finding, you know, other ways of, you know, getting the sale up and pushing the product.
Okay, so a couple of follow-up questions, if I may. The first is that in terms of the market penetration, is there something that we can look forward to improving that? I mean, obviously, you'll never get to 100% market share, but do you think we are where we...
But, you know, these are all, you know, continuous processes that we do. And, you know,
ours is a bit of a long-term business, you know, because when you're dealing with OEMs and other things, so, you know, we will not be able to kind of switch, you know, it cannot switch off so quickly, you know, I mean, you cannot have a, you know, this vehicle designing, everything, it's a little bit of a process. So whatever OEMs that we are working with, we continue to push them only. That is probably the best option that we have right now.
And in terms of the fixed costs, is there any possibility of sort of assume for a moment that the macro stays as it is for the rest of the year?
Definitely, you know, they'll be, you know,
can we expect an improvement in margin from the fixed cost?
Right. So, you know, we are definitely taking lots of actions, you know, that we were also hoping that the situation improved, but now we realize that it is taking longer than we expect. So we are taking a lot of actions at our end to, you know, to reduce the costs and see that how we can, you know, help the margins.
Would you like to give us any guidance on margins or top lines or anything?
It's very difficult to give you any guidance at this moment. But it definitely, you know, there's a lot of work going on and the results will be there. There will definitely be some results.
Okay. Thank you. That's my questions.
Thank you. To ask question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1. We have next question from the line of Nishit Shah with Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah.
Sir, I want to understand what is the mix of industry and CNG in revenues right now?
Right now, I think it's, what is it, 75% basically. It's around, you can 60, it's how much is it, 60%? Sorry, did you say consolidation basis?
No, standalone.
Standalone, okay, standalone, yeah. Standalone is 50-50. It's at 50-50.
It's 50-50?
Yeah.
So, sir, is the industry side of the business also not doing well?
No, industry side of the business is doing well. Yeah, it's... CNG was 70% last, you know, previously. Now it has come down to 50%. CNG was dominating.
Okay. And, sir, how do we see execution in our international operations going forward?
Sorry, what? How do we see?
Execution in the international...
So international business, you know, this quarter also US has rebounded. You know, they had a lot of inventory pile up over the... because of COVID, a lot of order delays. So that actually, one positive thing happened that they were able to double the EBITDA and double the sales. So that is one positive thing that's come out of the US business. Dubai also, you know, this quarter because of, again, some hold up on the order front. But now I think they're releasing the order. So again, the next quarter will be looking much better.
So US, can we expect to continue this kind of revenues?
It should have better revenues.
Okay. That's it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Karan Asli with Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. A few questions from me. Could you give us some idea on how the demand is from the cascades segment? While I understand OEMs is under pressure, but any traction on the cascades front?
So cascade, you know, it's because, you know, the overall effect of the vehicle population not increasing, the gas prices, definitely the CNG gas companies have also slowed down their projects on, you know, further infrastructure. There are some orders in the pipeline which are being executed as we speak, but they have slowed down the, you know, the offtake of, you know, the major projects that were going on have put down a little bit in the slow. They've been slowed down.
Sure, but would we expect that to take off, you know, quicker than, because I understand they slowed down, but there is still some activity over there.
As the scenario turns around, you know, as they see some hope, then this will be the first thing that will, you know, take off again.
Sure, you exactly. Know. And how do we see the retrofitting market doing versus OEM?
Retrofitting market is almost, you know, it's almost finished.
retrofitting is seeing a lot more pressure, is it?
No, I mean, yeah, it's you know, see, we have over the last 2-3 years, you know, we anyway wanted to focus our entire business to OEMs. You know,
any particular reason why?
You know, because we knew that the retrofit market is not going to be a very long term, you know, play.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, and that's happened. That has happened. So, retrofit on market is, you know, because the new regulations have come. So, it's become more with the new vehicle, Euro 6 vehicles, the, you know, conversions have become more complicated. So, I think that's more or less, you know, it's come to a standstill, the aftermarket.
All right. Understood. And any thoughts on the competitive scenario just now in the market? I think we have about 11 lakhs of capacity. So
yeah.
What would this be in terms of market share, either in capacity or production terms? And how do you see this competitive scenario sort of shaping up going forward? Do you see consolidation happening since the market is in quite a tough space right now?
Could happen. You know, it's just a possibility that people will, you know, see what to do. It might happen.
Yeah. But at this time, maybe over the past few quarters, you know, when things have been slightly rough, have you seen any change in this scenario? Has it increased or decreased?
I think the situation is getting a little better than the previous quarters. We can see some hope there.
All right. Great, that was all from me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time may press star and one on your touchtone phone now. Participants wishes to ask a question may press star one. We have next question from the line of Dipen Shankar from Trustline PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks a lot for the opportunity again. Sir, what is the margins difference we have for this CNG CV cylinder versus PV cylinder?
You know, we might not be able to give you such a, you know, this kind of, you know, answer.
Sir, broadly, like, it is 5% above or 10% above, something in even broad sense could be helpful, sir.
You know, I think CV will be higher. That's
what. Yeah,
I,
that we understood. But what kind of higher is what we want to know?
I don't think we'll be able to give you that kind of information.
It will be 2 times of PV, sir, that we can assume margin could be.
You're talking about margin?
Yeah.
No.
Our realization, 2 times of PV kind of realization.
PV has only one cylinder.
Yeah.
You know, and CV might have 3-4. So it's kind of, you know, it's not, you know, we're not comparing apple to apple really, you know, to kind of come up with the product is different also, you know, so it, margins also will, you know, PV uses more of a kind of a basic standard product, you know, so it's not, you know, it's very different to kind of put in, say the margin will be, what will be the margin difference.
Okay. So we are trying to get a sense, like, even if this CV don't pick up and we make up the similar volumes to PV cylinders, so will our margins improve to at least 18-20% level?
Definitely margins will improve. If that situation happens, definitely margins will improve.
So 18-20% achievable if with the PVs if we achieve full utilization, 18-20%. We can still achieve 18-20%
exact number on that, but definitely there will be, you know, because again, higher value-added products, better margin, yes, definitely there will be a change. If even if PE business occupies most of the capacity, definitely you will see, you know, again, the fixed cost gets absorbed. You know, now what's happening is the fixed costs are not getting absorbed to a certain extent because of this sudden decline.
And PV margin should be definitely higher than industrial margins, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, sir, what is the current utilization for this quarter?
What is the current utilization? 60% only.
60?
Yeah.
Okay. So, do we expect Q3 to stand at this current utilization rate or volumes we are expecting a further drop in Q3 and Q4?
think it'll be in the line, in the similar lines. You can, yeah. Because nothing has changed, you know, from last quarter. I mean, there's no real change. I mean, we can all see that the gas prices, you know, nothing has changed in the gas price. The global situation still continues to be, the same.
Okay. Sir, if our CV side, if things remain same, and so if we try to improve on industrial cylinders and passenger vehicles, so by when we can again get back to 90-100% utilization, sir? How many quarters it might take?
It's difficult for me to give you any time, specific timeline and when this will come back.
Okay, because we could see that PV in the CNG space is growing at a good pace.
As we are communicating on a regular basis, we'll definitely, if any changes, such a change, we'll definitely communicate to everybody that this is happening. You know, and that once the order book things start getting more and more clear, we'll definitely indicate it.
Okay. Sir, current quarter UAE business margins has turned negative. So, any specific reason for that?
I think the hold up. Dubai had a lot of inventory hold up because of some orders that were supposed to be executed and did not get executed. So now I think this quarter things it will normalize.
Okay, so it will be back to that Q1 kind of margins.
Yes.
And the US business has been growing well, but US margin seems to be quite low. So will we see some improvement in the margins of US business?
Yeah, I think it should improve.
It's currently around 5.5%. So even in India level, currently we are at 10% EBIT levels. So it can come up to 10% level?
I don't know about 10% level, but...
But there will be improvement.
There will be improvement, yeah.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Anand.
Thank you.
Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 now. Participants who wishes to ask a question may press star 1. We have next question from the line of Prakash, an investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, Puneet. How are you?
Good, yeah. Thank you.
So keep the chin up, and I think the numbers will also start to be better. I think one thing that I had always thought about EKC was that at some point of time, the margins should start to get rationalized.
Right.
Given the kind of business that it is, it's not possible to sustain those kind of margins, I would think. You know, it's a normal, it's not a rocket science business, as I would put it. So I think from an investor point of view, I'm not too much worried about the margins coming down because they should expectedly come down. I think the more important thing is that the alignment of expectations is more important between the company and the investors. Just because you had 1 year as an outstanding year doesn't mean that every year will be an outstanding year.
So that's
quite apparent. However, in the previous couple of investor calls, as some people had raised this concern as to why your presence is not there in the PV segment. And I think, that suggestion from the investors would be really hitting you hard at this point of time as you kind of try to spread it and go beyond the commercial vehicle segment. I wanted to ask specifically about the Egypt expansion that you have planned. Three things I wanted to ask actually. What is your current capacity utilization? What's happening to the capacity expansion that you are doing in India? The investments that you had planned in Egypt and in Hungary, are they on hold or how are things looking up on those lines? One suggestion I wanted to make was that of course the answers to those questions are pretty straightforward and I'm sure you will say something nice and good about it, but the more important material suggestion that I wanted to make is that see the numbers of EKC have come down or they're not in the outstanding range because of reasons beyond your control. And these are macro headwinds. You never knew that Ukraine there will be a crisis and the gas prices will start to going up in a manner that, you know, like, and so these are reasons beyond your control. There's not much you can do about it except for, you know, do more marketing, have better, tighter cost controls and do what you need to do as a management, which I'm sure you must be doing. But even just from an investor market confidence point of view, I don't know what is the present status of the promoter loan into the company. So it may be a good idea because you have cash on the balance sheet. If that debt can be retired, and you could probably do some creeping operation from the market, which will instill the confidence that the and slide the erosion of, I mean, arrest the erosion of value that is happening. You know, like EKP stocks have had some EKP issues. There have been conversations about the stock prices in the market. We saw the stock go up, inch up to 300, close to 300. It has come down to 100. I think, you know, actions like that from the management will really instill good amount of confidence in the investor community. I'm sure this time will ebb away and things will start looking up again.
It's a good suggestion. Definitely we'll discuss it and then, you know, see what can be done on this.
I mean, frankly speaking, see, to me, my thought over here is that, frankly, I find EKC to be a very good investment even at this point of time. You know, like, I don't think EV is going to be the solution for India because it's independent. Really, even on a carbon footprint and those kind of doesn't make too much sense. So gas and PNG and those things are here and real. You know, it's just the headwinds need to pass off. And which they will, I think. I mean, I don't think the world is coming to an end because of Ukraine. So, and at 100 rupees, where the stock is currently priced at, I think the PE of the stock is close to 5, you know, like probably less than 5. It's a decent business. It's a well-managed business. Your intent has been nice. You have been retiring debts of all kinds. You have realized all the revenues that, all the exceptional items that you projected over a period of time. Everything is nice and good. So, you know, like, and one management suggestion which I can make is that, you know, you should not be spreading too thin. You know, like, just going into new geographies, Egypt, Hungary, and then you're kind of rolling back, so and so forth. And that's a suggestion which I can make from the outside. Of course, you will be taking, yeah, I mean, so I think at this point of time, to counteract the impact of erosion of value on the stock because of macro reasons beyond your control, I think it may be a good idea for the management to take some actions or which sends the right signals to the market. And in the context of that, also start to, you know, kind of align the expectations of the investor community who are invested into EKC. You know, like, it's not fair for the investors to keep expecting from the management to keep delivering quarter on quarter outstanding outcomes. You know, like, So that's what I wanted to, you know, kind of just.
No, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star 1 now. To ask a question, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1. We have next question from the line of Prakash, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my question was not answered by Puneet. What's happening in Egypt and Hungary? You know, like, and the expansion in India.
So, the expansion, you know, we've already completed the brownfield. Whatever was planned, all the brownfield has been completed in India.
Right.
And in Egypt, you know, we are... We should get more clarity in the coming quarter about what's the progress on this, because, you know, there are a lot of processes that we need to go through before we finally make the investment into Egypt. So it's still in the, you know, in the process documentation phase. So there is not really an investment that gone in the, you know, for that as yet. And Hungary, you know, as it is, you know, we had kept it on hold after this Russia crisis, so I think that is still on hold only. That I don't know whether when this crisis ends and what will be the situation of Europe. So I would say that project is more or less I cannot comment right now on that, anything on that project.
What is the amount of resources that we have committed into these particularly these two explorations, investable explorations? Because
it's only Egypt where, you know, we have kind of you know, we have a team that's project team that sits in Dubai and kind of you know, monitors the progress and kind of works on and you know, it's very initial stages right now, so there's not a big deployment of a big team. And in Egypt, being a joint venture, so you know, we have the partner who's also kind of supporting in all the you know, documentation and other process before we, you know, get into serious commitment of funds.
So no serious allocation of resources in those.
No, not at this moment. No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session, and I'd like to hand the conference back over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you once again for your interest and support. Should you need any further clarification or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to contact our investor relation team. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Everest Cantor Cylinder Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining with us, and you may now disconnect your lines.